Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science extraordinaire, and a great friend of this radio station. He's been with us for years and years talking about polling. So how's Trump's polling going these days, Tim?
Well, it's an interesting mix of numbers for the president these days. So his overall approval rating seems just to absolutely be fixed, upper 30s, low 40s. But then when you pose questions about specific policy areas, in terms of his stewardship of the economy, he gets pretty good numbers. And so as we look ahead to the 2020 election, an incumbent going in with some good economic numbers, that often suggests a good outcome.
So do we poll the opponents? I mean, you know, we got this huge field. So we ask a generic question every once in a while, right? When I say we, pollsters do. You know, would you rather see any Democrat beat Trump? Or how is that polling going?
Well, there actually have been some specific matchups using the front runners in the current Democratic nomination polling, and they all poll ahead of the president, but with margins of single digits. And so it is a situation where Democrats are being warned nothing can be taken for granted, that the trend is incumbent presidents win re-election, and so even polling that might show Trump down by single digits, that's no guarantee of a Democrat prevailing in 2020, so they have to keep their eye on the ball. Now, one thing I'll point out parenthetically, that's a very professorial thing to say.
Well, you are.
The Trump numbers in some of the key states that gave him the presidency are soft right now. So Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. And that has to be of concern to the president's reelection campaign.
He's underwater in some of those states, if not all of them, right?
That's right. That's right. And we saw that in the House races in those states in the fall, seats that were flipping from Republican to Democrat. And that dynamic still appears to be in existence in those states. And his margin of victory in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania was under 80,000 votes combined.
Yeah.
And so those are not places where he can lose a lot of support going into 2020.
Well, it's amazing to me that the polling holds up as close in his favor as it does. In other words, he's behind all right, but not by that much, considering everything that we've seen happening.
It's true. And what we have to remember in terms of political behavior is that people have pretty fixed political identities, and there's not a lot of movement. Certainly, there hasn't been in recent presidential election cycles. We are a polarized country, and there are very few people up for grabs. And so even someone who might be unpopular, as the president is in terms of his approval rating being underwater, he's still got a pretty solid base that the Democrats will find it very difficult to peel people away from.
Outcomes now, I know that's not the way we usually use the English language, but outcomes now, the Mueller report. And depending on what it says, you're talking about how people are dug in. Could it make a difference?
This is another situation where the circumstances of the release of the report may dictate how much of an impact it has. Because the Attorney General, William Barr, had put out the brief summary a few weeks ago, essentially saying there had been no evidence found of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, and that although Robert Mueller had declined to exonerate the president for obstruction of justice, Barr had concluded that the evidence wasn't there. That already has had a chance to sink in, and with the exception of the people who pay very close attention to politics, people may have fixed their attitudes about this. So we'll see a great deal of discussion on TV. We'll hear about it on the radio. I'm sure the roundtable will take a very deep dive into it. But for the average voter, they may have drawn one of two conclusions, either this cleared the president or that this was a whitewash and that the truth is being withheld from the country. Those seem to be the two prevailing schools of thought at this point.
Now, Tim Bresolotti, director of the Western New England University poll, into all of this comes former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, who says he'll primary Trump in 2020. I have to say, I'm not dispassionate about this. I love this guy. At one point in his life, he actually saved WAMC. So, and he's a guy who likes to tilt at windmills. But he doesn't have much of a shot, does he?
No, he really doesn't. If you look, so he announced, former Governor Weld announced a presidential exploratory committee a couple of months ago. And once you do that, the playbook is you get out there, you raise money, you try to raise your profile. He has done none of those things. He's visited New Hampshire a couple of times, but that's pretty much it. So, yes, this is more of a symbolic candidacy than anything else. But having said that, It will be interesting to see, does he ever get on a debate stage with the president? The president's campaign will push very hard to prevent that because you don't want to elevate a challenger, especially one who is as laid back as Governor Weld seems to be about this candidacy. The last sitting president to have a member of his party challenge him in the primaries was George H.W. Bush when Pat Buchanan ran against him in 1992. And that was much more of an active candidacy than we're seeing, at least so far, from former Governor Weld. And again, we have to look at an individual who left the Republican Party, ran as the Libertarian candidate for vice president in 2016, in the closing weeks of the campaign, actually acknowledged that voters might be better off voting for Hillary Clinton than for the Libertarian ticket. Then he goes back and rejoins the Republican Party. It's hard to see him getting much traction. He's a wild card of sorts right now. It's hard to see where this is going.
As you may remember, Plunkett of Tammany Hall once said, "I seen my opportunities and I took them." And, you know, I think this guy likes to mix it up. I think that's one of the great things about Weld. He's a guy who says, "I'm not scared of this. It's just fun."
Yeah, and he probably thinks, what have I got to lose? Sure. Here's an opportunity to articulate a set of issue positions or the philosophy of the Republican Party as the party of Lincoln and not the party of Trump. And there he is. So he'll be interesting to watch. It's hard to see it having much of a practical consequence, but it'll be interesting to see the points that he raises.
Well, Tim Bresolotti is director of the Western New England University poll, professor of political science extraordinaire, and I mean that. He's a guy who we can all be very happy that he's at Western New England University doing what he does and educating young people about how all of this stuff works. So, Tim, I want to take a moment here to thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Alan.